I'm reading to you from Tanakh, the Holy Scriptures, the New Jewish Publication Society translation according to the traditional Hebrew text. I'm reading from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 37 of David. Do not be vexed by evil men. Do not be incensed by wrongdoers, for they soon wither like grass and verdure fade away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Abide in the land and remain loyal. Seek the favor of the Lord, and He will grant you the desires of your heart. Leave all to the Lord. Trust in Him. He will do it. He will cause your vindication to shine forth like the light, the justice of your case like the noonday sun. Be patient and wait for the Lord. Do not be vexed by the prospering man who carries out his schemes. Give up anger, abandon fury. Do not be vexed. It can only do harm. For evil men will be cut off, but those who look to the Lord, they shall inherit the land. A little longer and there will be no wicked man. You will look at where he was, he will be gone. But the lowly shall inherit the land and delight in abundant well-blessing. The wicked man schemes against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. The Lord laughs at him, for he knows that his day will come. The wicked draw their swords, bend their bows to bring down the lowly and needy, to slaughter upright men. Their swords shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken. Better the little that the righteous man has than the great abundance of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord is the support of the righteous. The Lord is concerned for the needs of the blameless. Their portion lasts forever. They shall not come to grief in bad times. In famine, they shall eat their fill. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be consumed like meadow grass consumed in smoke. The wicked man borrows and does not repay. The righteous is generous and keeps on giving. Those blessed by him shall inherit the land, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a man are made firm by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he stumbles, he does not fall down, for the Lord gives him support. I have been young, and I am now old, but I have never seen the righteous man abandoned or his children seeking bread. He is always generous and lends, and his children are held blessed. Shun evil and do good, and you shall abide forever, for the Lord loves what is right. He does not abandon his faithful ones. They are preserved forever, while the children of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and abide forever in it. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is right. The teaching of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. The wicked watches for the righteous, seeking to put him to death, but the Lord will not abandon him in his power. He will not let him be condemned in judgment. Look to the Lord and keep to his way, and he will raise you high that you may inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I saw a wicked man, powerful, well-rooted, and like a robust native tree. Suddenly he vanished and was gone. I sought him, but he was not to be found. Mark the blameless, note the upright, for there is a future for the man of integrity. But the transgressors shall be utterly destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. The deliverance of the righteous comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and rescues them from the wicked and delivers them, for they seek refuge in him.